Good evening. Good evening, everybody. This is Pete Newcomb, a.k.a. the Right Reverend Revere. Welcome to my internet radio program, Rough Riders Radio, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. We are a commercial-free, public-access internet radio talk show. This evening, I would like to fixate on what occurred just this morning regarding the debt ceiling, the tete-a-tete, the back-and-forth between President Obama and House Republican leader John Boehner. Just this morning, President Obama stated that it is, quote, absurd, unquote, to even equivocate about whether or not to raise the debt ceiling. He went on further to state that the last time this circus happened was in 2011, and the nation's AAA credit rating at that time was downgraded for the first time in U.S. history. John Boehner, the Republican House leader and the idiot who was more than willing to expose this country to the fiscal cliff back in December, has simply countered back with his lip biscuit of a retort, i.e., the House will be more than willing to pass responsible legislation to deal with this matter, provided that spending is brought under control. In other words, he and his Tea Party GOP cabal want still more spending cuts, cuts from Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Now, at what point, if you're the acting president, at what point do you issue an absolute ultimatum when the House Speaker says, in effect, we agree with the president, but John Boehner still just doesn't get it. John, there is no but to be entertained here. There are no ifs, there are no ands, there are no buts. All the GOP traveling roadshow is doing at this moment is merely circling the wagons and going full throttle into a bunker mode. Boehner and company are engaged in nothing less than an out-and-out extortion scheme against the American people. Or to use another analogy, what Boehner and company are doing is akin to a turtle retreating to its shell. This seems appropriate, given the fact that the Republican Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, seems to speak like a turtle, and he certainly acts like one in all other respects. His idea of progress is slow, slower, and slowest. The actual failure to raise the debt ceiling would assuredly spark serious negative repercussions around the world in the various financial markets. It would also force another downgrade to the U.S. credit rating, and if so, it would not be easily restored in the near term. Where this all ends up is anyone's guess, but we'll find out right around February the 15th. That is the date when the debt ceiling is calibrated to kick in. If President Obama does not want to invoke the 14th Amendment, then there's no reason why he can't issue an executive order to keep those Social Security checks flowing, along with checks to federal employees and U.S. military personnel. Does anyone really doubt these segments of the population should be deliberately thrown into the crosshairs of this GOP-inspired debt ceiling debacle? This radio commentator would only answer, there will be snow in hell before this happens. That's all for this evening's internet broadcast from Blog Talk Radio. This is the Right Reverend Revere saying, thank you all for listening to my program, Rough Riders Radio. And now, we're signing off.